Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply. City Sport. The Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
The competition is a competition that raises itself in value the further into the FA Cup you go. At the start, maybe a lot of people don't deem it as to be too important. But then the further on you get, the more important it becomes. And I think we've just witnessed that during the week. You know, Wednesday night there's 90 other clubs who'd love to be in Cardiff's position and our position and going to a final. And to get to a final, you've got to go through various rounds, and this is one of the rounds we've got to go through. So we're looking forward to a fantastic match. We had unbelievable support from our people on Wednesday night. We'll get the same again tomorrow, and I'm sure that the people can look forward to a fantastic spectacle.
Both managers have urged fans to give peace a chance after the unsavoury events surrounding Luis Suarez and Patrice Evra. Amid the backdrop of the racism row, football's biggest rivalry resumes in the FA Cup fourth round. It's a fixture United's manager Alex Ferguson labels unparalleled. Kenny Dalglish says Liverpool must do their talking on the pitch. The teams are meeting in this competition for the second season in a row. It was a deflating day on Kenny's first game back in charge at Old Trafford last January. But the last time these sides met in the FA Cup here at Anfield, Liverpool went on to win the trophy in 2006. Four changes for Liverpool from the midweek heroics that have guided them to Wembley. Most notably, Craig Bellamy is rested on the bench. Andy Carroll is given his chance. Dirk Kuyt, who arguably played his best game of the season midweek, is also dropped. Jamie Carragher takes a role in the starting 11, perhaps as the holding midfielder. Steven Gerrard's influence, as always, will be vital. In the past four games with United, he scored three times and been sent off once. That's what you call being involved. Liverpool's 11 today. Four changes. Carragher, Kelly, Maxey and Carroll all into the 11. Out go Glenn Johnson, Charlie Adam, Craig Bellamy and Dirk Kuyt. Rayner in goal, the back four, Kelly, Skirt, Lager and Enrique. Carragher and Gerrard in the midfield roles. Carragher the holder, Downing, Henderson and Maxey, with Carroll up front still aiming to prove a point. No Wayne Rooney in the Manchester United side. Their strike force is led by Danny Welbeck and Ji-Sung Park. De Gea returns in goal. Raphael, Smalling, Evans and Patrice Evra are the back four. Evra the captain. Valencia, Carrick, Scholes and Giggs the midfield. And Park and Welbeck complete the team. They've got Ferdinand, Berbatov, Hernandez, Silva, Lindegaard, Keane and Pogba on the bench. Liverpool subs Doney, Johnson, Quatez, Kuyt, Adam, Shelby and Bellamy. The referee today is Mr. Mark Holsey. Takes charge of Liverpool for the first time since April, when Liverpool beat Manchester City 3-0 here in the league. Thoughts from John Aldridge as we prepare for kickoff.
Yeah, great atmosphere again, Steve. We carried on from last night where they left off, so it's not from Wednesday night, should I say. Nerves are going in the stomach these games, Steve. It really is. It's a highly charged arena. Look forward to it, but we've got to get right in the face, and this is a cup tie. You no holding back. But what's going on? This is Man United versus Liverpool, Anfield, FA Cup, away you go.
Who'd have thought Liverpool and Manchester United would be paired up again for a second season running in the FA Cup? Sometimes throws up some strange surprises. That's what we've got this time round. And as the referee Mark Holsey glances at the watch, he's ready for the TV cameras, and we're underway. It's United in the blue and black tops and black shorts who kick off, shooting at the cop end. So Liverpool won the toss. In all red are the Reds.
Yeah, and Jamie Carragher is playing a holding role in midfield, so we haven't got three at the back, Steve. So interesting to see that. I thought it'd go that way.
The game.
Maxey peeling away from Carrick, played back to Steven Gerrard behind. Gerrard then starts to run towards Scholes, edge of the area. Maxey hits one. Keeper saves.
Good effort.
De Gea, two hands. Maxey forces the United keeper into a stop within 3 minutes of the game, and the first corner of the game is Liverpool.
Good strike, Steve. Tell you what, it was a good strike. Decent save. Well done, Maxey.
Gerrard. A 1-2 with Henderson. Henderson prods it to the halfway line. Raphael touches it down for Scholes. It's United back on the forward motion. Probing on the right. Valencia's cross. Decent. Ji-Sung Park tees it down for Giggs. Straight into the chest of Pepe Reina. And Reina's immediately honoured Enrique about that cross that Valencia
absolutely.
Got
in. Absolutely. You know, he's got to do a better job than that. On Valencia, he's a danger man for me. I said it before the game. And you can't allow the crosses to come in.
Maxi's onto it. He makes a header forward. Henderson's on it. Sees Raphael coming from behind. Henderson well just done. About holds him off. Gets a yard or two down the left line. Looking for the early cross into Gerrard. Oh. First touch too heavy. And into the hands of
wasn't it
De Gea.
Just, yeah.
Well, it was a decent enough cross from the left wing from Henderson. But Gerrard couldn't quite control the ball. And De Gea ended up with it.
That's what Henderson's got to do more of, Steve. He expressed himself there really well. You know, it was a good drive and run, a good ball in the box, and Steve Gerrard just his first touch. I thought he might have shot Steve early on. Caught the goalie unaware.
Downing with a long volley away. Raphael watched it come down off the top of his shoulder by the look of it, and out to Valencia right wing. Puts infield past Henderson. Too much United possession in this game. Valencia teeing something up. It's off the post
what
from Valencia. It comes right back out of the area. United have come the closest with a ball that's just scraped the right hand upright. Liverpool survive an excellent shot from Valencia.
I have to say, isn't it refreshing nice to see another team hit the post? It's always us. You know, Steve, he's a danger man. And we haven't got to grips with him. He's the most influential player at the moment, Valencia. Enrique's got to stop him.
Turning infield goes Downing. Oh, Downing skips past two men. Possibilities for the winger. Just loses possession, edge of the United area. Rolled out to Ji-Sung Park, who's fallen on the floor ahead of Martin Kelly. No foul.
No, he fell over.
Liverpool want to continue faster. On. Is Enrique long shot.
Good effort.
Headed over the top by Smalling.
Tell you what, that was shifting that ball from Enrique. He was all 30 yards out, you know, and it wasn't far away. We're getting a replay of him now. He's caught it really well. Huge deflection from Chris Smalling, corner for Liverpool, second corner of the game, left-hand side. Steve Gerrard going to try with another in-swinger. Let's hope that we can get it right this time.
Well, United have been the dominant side in the fixture so far. Can Liverpool maybe turn the tables with the first goal of the game? It's Gerrard to the corner!
Yes!
Liverpool lead at Anfield! It's Daniel Agger! Agger celebrates a header from a yard or two out. He's not scored for the Reds. It's a big goal against Benfica a couple of seasons ago. And Agger in the right place from Gerrard's corner. And probably quite against the run of play. Liverpool 1, Manchester United 0.
Well, we've been moaning about the corners the other night. Second one, Stevie got it spot on. The goalkeeper couldn't come. There's too many bad bodies in front of him. He tried to come. He's got lost in no man's land. And Daniel Agger outjumped everybody to put it into an empty net. Great leap, attack the ball. Goalie's to blame from a Man United point of view, but hey, we'll take that all day long.
Liverpool 1, Manchester United
0. That's what the game needed, Steve.
I think up to that point, we'd seriously been thinking how much we're missing Craig Bellamy. A bit of pace to stretch it because we're sat so deep, but a corner pays off, John.
Yeah, well time, Steve.
Clearance by Kelly. Rolls over the touchline, throwing for Manchester United, left-hand side. So, 21 minutes in, Liverpool 1, Manchester United 0.
Well, it was a goal of the game. Barely deserved, really. But we've got it, we're happy. They've hit the post, and we've got a little bit of fortune there. But, no, that's the way to do the corners. Get men on top of that goalkeeper. We talked about earlier on that a goalkeeper needs to have a nightmare, and he started it in the right fashion. Hopefully it continues.
De Gea smashes through it with the right boot, lands in Liverpool's half. Liverpool 1, Manchester United 0. Gerrard gives the ball away. Valencia's onto it, right side of the penalty area. Valencia crosses to the edge of the box. Giggs there for Manchester United. Roll back for Scholes, long shot. Sting taken out of it as it hits Welbeck inside the Liverpool penalty area.
Hold it.
Enrique eventually clears. There's Carroll, flicks into the path of Gerrard, bursting forward from midfield. Gerrard racing all the way.
Far post.
This is all set up for him. He's shooting over the top
far
of the bar.
Post. Stevie went for the glory one there. You know, good move. Andy Carroll done well. Stevie joined in brilliantly. That's what you've got to do with Carroll when he holds the ball up. Get in touch with him. Steve drove forward and he went to the right side of the 18-yard box and I thought, clip it far post for Carroll. And he drove his shot, but it's They went wide.
Here's Paul Scholes, centre circle for Manchester United. Forward by Carrick. Oh. And then Enrique's beaten off the ball too easily by Raphael. To the dead ball line he goes. Hooks it back. Jason Park, 1-1 Manchester United. Liverpool 1, Manchester United 0. Mistake by Enrique. Raphael prophesying. And in the end, it just needed a strong strike to bring United level. And Jisung Park delivered that. Liverpool 1, Manchester United 1. And we've spoken in this first half hour about Enrique's game. He's struggling.
He's struggling big time. He struggled the other night. Struggled at Bolton. Don't know what's wrong with him. But that was far too easy. It was a bad mistake. He's got to make that tackle count. He's got to take the tackle. He's got to take the man. And the ball's come in. And it's a great arrival from Jisung. He kept on his feet for once. And he smashed it. Smashed it in 1-0.
Giggs gets a cross in. Welbeck tries to beat Skirtle across the front of him. Skirtle stands up to him. And then he loses
so
it
relaxed.
From behind.
I'm glad it's half-time, I tell you, because we are so, so relaxed. It's an accident waiting to happen. You know, the defending hasn't been great at times. We give, I would say, a dozen balls away, you know, when you're not under pressure, Steve. Against any team, you can't do that. Never mind Man United. And we've got what we deserved in the end. We're backing off. We're playing 4-5, and then there's a huge gap with Andy Carroll. And then Scholes is just sitting in front of their back four, just dictating all the play. And I hate to say it, but they deserve to go on, you know, they deserve the goal. They've been the better team that off.
I'm in danger.
Our tactics aren't great.
And I'm in danger of repeating myself, but, you know, for a team to have this much possession at Anfield, it's almost unheard of. And Liverpool can't get the ball at times.
As I said before, it's okay playing deep. If you've got someone quick up front, like Bellamy Dickie, and it balls over the top, he gets it, then you can push up. When you've got like someone like Andy Carroll, you know, you can't do that unless he holds the ball up, then you can do the charge. But it's been very frustrating, Steve. Very frustrating.
Certainly has. The teams have just gone in there. Enrique, just a word on him before we go into the break, John. I mean, he played so well for so many games, almost got to like 20 games of the season, and we were still saying, what a buy. And I have to say, I think the past three or maybe four games,
struggled.
He's looked vulnerable.
He
and we knew that was coming today.
Yeah. I think he needs it. Well, the only excuse you can make is he's tired. He may need a rest, in which case you can say to Johnson, Glenn Johnson, go over there, or Kelly, you know, go and play over there. Because he does, he looks like, you know, he's really tired. There's something gone wrong with his game somewhere.
Just needs to be a bit more careful with the ball, even.
Very careless. You know, he's not doing things that was coming naturally to him. I don't know what's gone wrong there.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, Liverpool, same 11 as the first 45. Let me take you through it. Reina in goal, Kelly, Skirtle, Agger and Enrique, Cara and Gerrard just in front, then Downing, Henderson, Maxi and Carroll up top. Without a doubt, Enrique is having a struggle in the game today, and Carroll's not seeing much of the ball whatsoever. What do Liverpool do, John? You had 15 minutes to find a solution. 1-1, well, how do they find a way to win this now?
I think Dennis got to go 4-4-1-1, not 4-1-4-1, because Henderson is playing the most forward out of the midfield. He's got to stop Paul Scholes from dictating the play. It's easy as that. Other than that, I think he's going to need fresh legs in 15 minutes or so, with half an hour to go. You've got Cout there, you've got Bellamy, you've got Shelby, you know, he's got people who can hopefully generate us, because at the moment we're just getting through the game, Steve.
Kelly controls first to it, and for Liverpool, plays it into the United half. Henderson misses out. Scholes prods it forward for Jisung Park. He's running very central, still going. Jisung Park hits it against the body of Agger. Ends up with a ball again, pushes it out the left wing for Giggs. Giggs is taking on Kelly. He's put it right across the box. Chance for United. Liverpool have somehow kept it out, and Agger pummels it clear. Valencia somehow couldn't net there. Carroll ends up with it over the halfway line. Big opportunity for United. Liverpool are trying to catch them on the break. Henderson to Downing on the right side. There's only Carroll in the area. Downing lines up across, tees it far post. Carroll's run infield to the other post, absolutely no one there for Liverpool. Throw into Carrick, on for Giggs. Giggs returns it for Carrick. Crossfield ball, that's no good. And into it comes Enrique. First his chest, then his head. To the halfway line he goes. Carroll and Henderson well in front. Enrique plays a quick low ball. Carroll's on the spot. Carroll's in the air. It's a turn and shoot. Not away. Now it is by Smalling. Huge handball shouts at the same time. Henderson continues the appeals.
That's handball.
Mark Holsey turned away from those shouts. A blasted ball into the area. Carroll tried to pick up the scraps. And Carroll hits it against
the
defender.
Looked like handball, didn't it?
Heavy ball to hand, it came really quick, didn't it?
To be fair, it was, but I think the referee got it right, Steve. I'm looking at it there. It was on ball, but it was no intent there, really. He fell on the ball.
Ball to hand, wasn't it?
He fell on the ball.
He wouldn't have been able to stop that.
No, it was a good decision from the referee, although he would have took it, like Tuesday or Wednesday night.
56 corner. Minutes play. Steven Gerrard's corner for Liverpool. Scored off one of these in the first half. That's a Carroll. Carroll blasts a header. That volley's wide from Daniel Agger, and the referee's already said
Skirtle
there's some
again.
Shirt pulling from Martin Skirtle.
Well, it's right, it's stupid. Skirtle, he's done it twice now when he doesn't need to. Let's have a little look. To be honest, it's both of them have got hold of each other. If you have a look, referee's got that wrong. It's 6-1 and half a dozen of the other there.
That's because Skirtle's on Smalling's back. That's the problem, isn't it?
You know, it's a corner, don't foul. You know, we scored off a corner and it's a great opportunity, you know. We're still bobbling around in the 6-yard box there when he fell.
Oh, that's four dangerous. Ball for United, well. Welbeck's there, keeper's come out, Welbeck's gone round him, that's good from Skirtle. Brave from Reina, because actually he was undone. Welbeck had gone through, Skirtle never gave up, and Skirtle saves the day for Liverpool because Welbeck was on to a second goal then.
Well, it was. We were ummed up. Kelly kept him onside as well, Steve. It's good play from United. We got away with that.
Evra, left wing, rolls one in low into the area, the Liverpool area. Jason Park goes down on the floor.
Yeah, it was good. Good scale done well. He didn't give up the ghost. And he made the tone for the bad mistake by Kelly and Reina, really. I don't think Pepe could have gone. Having said that, he made the right decision because he got away with it.
Throw in by Liverpool on the left-hand side, as John mentioned there, nothing like the Liverpool United games you're used to. As a longer ball comes in towards De Gea, and he mishandles it over the white line yet again.
He's having a shot,
an easy
it,
observation. That guy's completely vulnerable, and yet Liverpool just haven't made him
I'm not being
work
Steve.
Today.
It's got to be a left footer to put the ball under the bar, and Steve Gerrard's going to take an out-swinger.
Yeah.
You know, get Charlie Adam to take it. You know,
the
goalie,
keeper.
You've got to put the goalie under pressure. I can't understand it.
Well, at the moment, the crowd of players is more near the penalty spot as Gerrard swings one in far post. Carroll tries to nod down, Scholes.
Oh, that's a bit dangerous.
Blasts away to Welbeck halfway line. Sorry. He jumps and misses it. Enrique in his own half. Well, tactics wrong today. De Gea, what was he doing there? Easy enough cross to catch.
He's had a few
flapped
moments,
it, hasn't
he?
Missed
it. He certainly has.
Kelly short to Henderson. Henderson hits it against Evra's legs. Evra tries to break out, but it's stopped. And ball falls to Scholes, given away by Carrick, though. And Downing receives a shoulder barge from Raphael.
Yeah.
And Raphael's going to get a yellow card from the referee, Mark Holsey.
Yeah, he's done him, hasn't he? He's gone past him. He's,
to be fair, years ago that's not a booking, it's a shoulder charge, it's a foul, but this day and age he's going to get booked.
Yellow card, is that the first yellow of the game?
It's it. I haven't seen it again. I think the referee was right to get the yellow card. He's barged him into his chest.
So free kick, dangerous area. Stuart Downing on the ball. Stephen Gerrard on the ball. Charlie Adam. Both of them round it, but I think this is great territory for the captain.
He can shoot from here, can't he? With the goalkeeper, I wouldn't be surprised if he takes this on, Stevie G, you know. He might test the goalkeeper.
Well, Gerrard scored with a deflected free kick, you remember, in the league earlier this season. This one may be a little bit more tricky in its positioning, but certainly
I think he's
enough
got to go
of
for
a
it.
Chance. He's just got to test out what is a fallible
hit
Manchester United keeper.
Yeah, just hit the target. If he saves it, he saves it. He might throw it in, you never know.
De Gea's been fluffing things today. Gerrard goes for goal. De Gea saves it near post. He went for placement, not power.
Yeah, he did, yeah. It wasn't a bad free kick, it was in. Goalkeeper read it, Steve. And, you know, it might give him some much-needed confidence.
Hit long by Reina, over the halfway
great
line.
Flip. Great
header's
flip.
Good from Carroll, finds Bellamy. plays out wide left with Downing. Bellamy streaks into the area. Downing rolls it in for Adam. Adam not strong enough with his pass come shot. Carroll's furious.
Well, he should. He's right. Put it in, I'll attack it.
Still having a go. Play's continuing. Carroll needs to watch what's on the pitch as Kelly finds Adam. Not now Couch back to Adam again.
No,
long way
there,
out.
Charlie.
Tries a shot.
Too far.
De Gea knew it was clear. Yeah, wide right. And Carroll's still intent on telling Downing his frustration. Cross it.
Yeah, well, hang it up.
Let me attack the ball.
He's tried to drill it in and he said he's seen Charlie Adam. And Bellamy's saying, hang it up. No, that's the ideal situation to feed Andy Carroll.
Bellamy on the left-hand side. Bellamy to take on
the ball in the box.
Carrick. Poked into the penalty areas. Bellamy looks for a 1-2. Never
it's a great
gets
touch.
Right the way
oh,
through.
No, it's not. I thought it was a great touch there. There you go. This could be danger.
Smack
be
long by
dangerous.
Manchester United. Hernandez behind the Liverpool back line. Reina stood up to him, headed away. Falls for Welbeck on the half volley. Oh. Stopped by Skirtle inside his area. Hernandez goes up again. United still with men committed up front. Giggs trying to peel off Henderson. Throws one to the left wing for Park and out of play it goes. That really could have been a dangerous moment. Hernandez just lurking behind.
You know, even the fact that Skirtle kept that in play, it's going miles wide, let it go out of play and you give him another opportunity. There's been so many silly mistakes all around the park, no fluidity, just scrappy, bitty, mingy.
Pepe Reina
it's been
to...
It's like been like a testimonial game, hasn't it?
Make the clearance out into Liverpool's half. Header on by Carroll. This could be Carroll.
Yes!
The winner.
Yes!
Yes! Crashes one past De Gea. And United crash out of the FA Cup. The celebrations in front of the cup are all about Dirk Hout. Dutch courage. And a finish to match. 88 minutes. And Liverpool leads United 2-1. What a big sting at the end of this FA Cup tie.
Great flick on by Andy Carroll. Everett's made a mistake, which I'm absolutely delighted with. It's gone past him. Couch took the gamble and he's just smashed it. Kept it hard and low. He liked playing against Man United and it's gone through the keeper. I don't think the keeper could have done anything about it, but it seems to have gone through him. And it's 2-1 with 2 minutes to go. Come on!
Well, that's revived the crowd. I think everyone was on the verge of feeling that there was no way to change this game. You've got to feel so happy for Dirk Hout. I mean, he had a great game midweek, and here he goes again, centre of the park.
Well, he scored, he likes scoring against Man United, doesn't he?
Out to the left wing for Downing. Downing's got the overlap from Enrique. Gives it to Enrique. Cross in his far post. Carroll, maybe!
Oh!
He's off the inside, crossbar, Hout!
Goal!
Carroll's header bounces off the crossbar. Hout trying to divert it in. A bouncing ball coming to him. And wide right it goes. Brought to life, Anfield.
Oh, what a great header. Now he's took the far post position, what I'm saying. It's a great ball from Enrique. He's done everything he can. He's hit the bar, then Hout missed a great opportunity to add to his goal a minute before.
What a crescendo to the game. Crack long by Kelly for Couch.
Yes.
Up goes Couch, gets a sliced header towards the dead ball line. De Gea comes out to take it. De Gea's clearance might be stopped by Henderson. He's chested it out, throwing for Manchester United. Well, that's 3 minutes.
About 3.5 minutes, haven't we?
We've passed 3 minutes. Mark Holsey glances at the watch. Forward ball.
Yes! Oh, you go, Man U!
Liverpool put another Manchester club out of a cup competition. For so long in this game, it seemed like it was going to end in a 1-1 stalemate. And up stepped the Dirk Destroyer. Smashed one past De Gea, who quite clearly had been United's weak link all day. And Liverpool are through to the fifth round of the FA Cup. Liverpool 2, Manchester United 1.
Yes, can't say we deserve it, but I hope Man United enjoyed the Thursday nights on Channel 5. You know, they maybe have the lead to go to, but you know, at least they're still in the competition. I enjoyed that last 4 or 5 minutes because I've been to Man United on a lot of occasions when we've been dumped out of cups and the league last minute jobs, and we've done it to them. And I'm delighted for their count. We didn't deserve it. I've said they didn't deserve it. It was a stagnant game. Thought it would draw it all away. But hey, you don't give up the ghost. Andy Carroll done really well for the goal. I thought Andy Carroll done quite well today. Man of the match with Daniel Agger. I was thinking about Dave Kalp, but he wasn't on long enough. But hey, they'll take it all day long, because that's happened so many times at Old Trafford, isn't it? We've been absolutely gutted last minute of games about three or four occasions.
Absolutely. And I think we came here, I know you said you predicted that the game might turn out like this. Many fans came here thinking it would be end-to-end crescendo stuff. It turned into a pretty flat affair. But the teams had to keep believing in themselves, and I think that's what worked in the end.
Well, to be fair, it was one of those, it was either going to have to be a mistake or something, you know, very, very good. As it was neither. It was a long ball, which Carroll, to be fair, he wanted it, but so bad the flick on. Everett's got sucked in, which makes it all the more sweeter. And then it's just gone in front of their couch and he smashed it. It's gone through the keeper. Keeper, he's had a nightmare today. We haven't said that all season. He hasn't had a good game for them. But, you know, their couch got in there. He hit the target, he smashed it. You know, we're into the round five, which Man United aren't, City aren't. Let's hope one or two others bite the dust in and around. There's Everton's there, thankfully, and we've got Tottenham, Chelsea. So the big boys are there if Arsenal can get in there, but all you want is your own to get in there, your own name, and another home draw. That's up to a little bit kinder than Man United at home.
Tell us about your most strange man of the match, Daniel Agger.
I thought he'd done well at the back. I thought he was faultless. I thought he was faultless all through the game. He just made one small mistake near the end. Scored the first goal, but you felt comfortable with him at the back. Scale done all right. He made one or two mistakes, but I thought, because we had to defend when they had the ball, I thought he'd done really well. I thought Andy Carroll, you know, he was on his own there all through the game, no support, and he actually done all right. He was holding the ball up better than we've seen him today. He done well at the end in the corner flag, held it up for 2 minutes, hit the bar, made the goal. Hopefully it's a beginning for him to start believing himself a little bit more. That's so important.
Post-match. They were probably better than us. They had more possession than us. But the determination, the effort for the lads were fantastic. So for us, we're delighted with the effort and the commitment. It's been a really difficult week for them. Having to play Wednesday night and then again on Saturday morning is a big ask for anybody. And to play two teams as good as City and United is even more of a task. But they did it. They showed fantastic commitment and effort, and we've had a good week. City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook.